Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 23rd. 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
State Roundup. Maryland ranks number one in federal job losses since January. Despite delays and cost hikes, Purple Line is on track. Public school facilities in need of repair, report says. Maryland continues to lead the nation in federal job losses, with 2,500 jobs lost in August alone, bringing the total to 15,100 since January. The Purple Line project faces significant delays and cost overruns, now expected to open in late 2027, at a total cost of $9.5 billion. A report highlights the urgent need for repairs in Maryland school facilities. Governor Wes Moore is betting on quantum computing as a key industry for economic growth. Nearly 300,000 Marylanders will face a 13.4% average premium rate increase for health insurance in 2026. The National Blue Ribbon Schools program, loved by Maryland educators, has been ended by the federal government. Governor Moore responds to concerns about the Francis Scott Key Bridge replacement cost and schedule. Maryland Democrats criticize the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live as censorship. Home sales are slowing in Maryland, particularly in densely populated areas. State health officials issue a blanket prescription for the COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the choice up to residents. Baltimore City introduces a bill to regulate the growth of dollar stores in specific neighborhoods.
Absolute Security announces plans to expand presence in India. Absolute Security, a leader in enterprise cyber resilience, is expanding its presence in India, a fast-growing technology market projected to reach $160 billion by 2030. To support India-based customers, partners, and managed service providers, the company is establishing a dedicated team and has launched a data center through an AWS partnership. This strategic move will ensure compliance with data sovereignty regulations and offer resilient endpoint and network security solutions. Achi Lewis Dhaliwal, AVP, EMEA and India, stated that this expansion is a significant milestone for Absolute Security, showcasing their commitment to addressing India's cybersecurity needs. With their cyber resilience platform embedded in millions of enterprise endpoints, customers can easily deploy solutions for threat detection, secure access, and post-incident recovery.
New Fort Worth Car Museum is best location for photo or video shoots. The DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas, is the perfect location for photo or video shoots. Whether you're looking for a unique backdrop for senior portraits, engagement photos, or commercial productions, the museum offers a one-of-a-kind setting with countless backdrops and unique exhibits. With a fully integrated audio system and support for lighting grids, audio feeds, and video recording, the museum is ideal for capturing lasting memories and bringing your vision to life. The industrial chic aesthetic and versatile space provide a blank canvas for any theme, while the beautifully landscaped grounds offer an outdoor backdrop option. Located at 2550 McMillan Parkway, the museum is the go-to spot for photographers and videographers looking for a stylish and sophisticated setting. For more information, call 817-834-3625 or email reception at dfdurantoymuseum.com. Central California Blood Center, Cayenne Wellness Center, and Be Awesome hosts Blood Drive in honor of Sickle Cell Awareness Month. Central California Blood Center, Cayenne Wellness Center, and Be Awesome are joining forces to host a community blood drive in honor of Sickle Cell Awareness Month. This collaboration aims to address the critical need for blood donations, especially for patients with sickle cell disease who often rely on frequent transfusions. The event will take place on Thursday, September 25th, 2025, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at River Park's Art Groove Event Center in Fresno, CA. By donating blood or spreading the word, community members can directly support sickle cell warriors in need. Join the mission on September 25th and make a life-saving difference. Sickle Cell Awareness, Donate Blood, Fresno. All's Well Barbershop opens inside Hill Country Salon Suites in Georgetown. All's Well Barbershop, operated by talented barber Jared Shotwell, has opened inside Hill Country Salon Suites in Georgetown. Jared has created a welcoming space where clients can relax and enjoy personalized haircuts. He believes barbering is about more than just a haircut. It's about creating an experience that helps clients look sharp and feel renewed. The Georgetown community is invited to meet Jared and book an appointment to experience the artistry and care at All's Well Barbershop. Richard Spradley, co-owner of Hill Country Salon Suites, is thrilled to welcome Jared and All's Well Barbershop, highlighting Jared's creativity, professionalism, and commitment to client care. For more information, visit All's Well Barbershop in Suite Number 118 at 5361 Williams Drive, Georgetown, TX, or call 512-318-0221. UGI to begin additional system upgrades in Hazleton this week. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Hazleton on Thursday, September 25th. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service, offering an opportunity for some homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on North James Street, West 9th Street, West 8th Street, and North Penn Court. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with potential road closures, detours, and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. The new gas main installation is projected to finish by mid-November, with final paving and restoration at a later date. For those interested in converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.